So Donna Browder, B-R-O-W-D-E-R, 11-21-63. Today is 9-25-23. So I did do a, I did dictate the medication list. Let's start with a visit because for some reason I got disconnected. So Ms. Browder is a 63-year-old woman with multiple medical issues, including diabetes, obesity, hypertension, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, gastroesophageal reflux, anxiety, low back pain, and insomnia, and stage 3/4 kidney disease, who comes in today for evaluation of multiple issues, period. In the paragraph, she's still under the care of a kidney specialist. Recently, she was started on Kerendia, K-E-R-E-N-D-I-A, which is doing a good job for her BUN and creatinine, and has, their creatinine has been stabilized less than 1.2, period. New paragraph, she also at one time saw a specialist for her low back pain and was on numerous medications. She got herself off most narcotics and everything else recently. Or at this time, only taking gabapentin. A few days ago, she started crocheting. I hope you know how to spell that, needlework or crocheting, and because of that developed low back pain again because she was sitting for a long time, period. In the paragraph, patient recent Cologuard has been negative. In the paragraph, recent mammogram has been negative. In the paragraph, still under care of a specialist. In the paragraph, patient needs an appointment with a cardiologist for a stress test. Next number, last hemoglobin A1C, which was checked by the nephrologist, was 5.4, period. Social, she's still smoking, and she would like a Chantix to stop smoking. She's been on Chantix before and has not had any psychiatric issues or problems with Chantix. Surgery, has had C-section. Medical problems, we just went over. Family history, coronary artery disease. Diabetes, cervical cancer in mom, atrial fibrillation, father died of liver cancer. Patient recently had COVID immunization brought up to date. Next number. Patient allergies, penicillin and iodine. Put that in the list as well. Next paragraph. Recently she had genetic testing done both for mammogram and colon cancer that were negative as well. Next number, her mammogram is definitely up to date. She does not need another one for next year. Period. Patient is also on a special diet and has lost about 30 pounds and is doing quite well with her diet and activity level at this time. Blood work that was reviewed recently from the specialist shows a creatinine of 1.03, which is improved and stabilized. Glucose was 112. GFR was 63%. Urinalysis was within normal limits, except for mild Hyaline casts, period. Review of system as above, patient will be requiring evaluation by a cardiologist and need her medications refilled today as well. She definitely wants to quit smoking. She wants to try Chantix. She doesn't drink alcohol on a regular basis. Last period was in 2000, by the way. Surgery, put down C-section and trigger point injections. And the allergy with penicillin, iodine, and codeine. Today she weighs 165 pounds. She's lost 30 pounds because the special diet that she was put on by her nephrologist. Heart positive, stone positive, restored lungs, a clear abdomen, soft neck, true diabetes, and shows no actual mucosal with antigen, was a non-focal. Patient's kidney ultrasound does not show any changes since last year in face of stage 3 kidney failure. Next number, echocardiograms within normal limits. Next number, she still needs a stress test. Next number, must quit smoking. Next number, start patient on Chantix starter dose. Next number, for gabapentin will be continued with. Next number, patient will take tramadol on a PRN basis. Next number, continue with Invokana, Crestor, and Synthroid as before. Next number, metformin remains the same. Next number, tramadol should help her pain. Next number, she's already cut back on her activity level and needling that she was doing. That's N-E-E-D-L-I-N-G, and that has helped her back tremendously. Next number, return in 1 month. Next number is blood work per specialist will be done. Next number, findings were discussed with patient at length and medications were refilled before discharge. A copy was provided for the chart. Next number has no interest in seeing another pain management specialist, but ESI is a possibility if pain continues. Next number does not want a colonoscopy, but since her Cologuard is up to date. I need to give you her vitals. 165, 99%, 98.5, 16, 95, 130 over 65. Thank you.